Hey everyone, welcome to the podcast, Live the Hustle. My name's Bobby, just a little introduction to myself. I'm 42 years old at this time. I have spent 20 years in retail in a top 40 company in the United States. And I have had some shit. Become injured, suffered an injury in 2015, what I call a life-changing injury. Required back surgery, and I am left with a little bit of disability because of it. Nothing major. There are people way worse than me. However, lifting, bending, stretching, running, physical activity is limited due to the pain I get after a short duration of it. And I have the option of being on opioids the rest of my life or doing something about it. So I'm doing what I can about it. I am part-time currently. I stepped down so I can finish my education. I was close to finishing my education, which is the only reason why I'm actually finishing it, because I don't know if spending thousands and thousands of dollars on education right now would be worth it for me otherwise, but I'm so close and have spent so much time already, I just need to go ahead and finish it up. That said, this is a podcast about changing your life. If you are tired of what you are making, if you are sucking at life and you want to get better, you want to do better for you, you want to do better for your family, you want to be able to make money, be fulfilled, and get things done, I'm hoping this will be the podcast for you. What I'm hoping is to encourage people, to inspire people to get up and make change. I've been watching a little bit of Gary Vee. If you're not familiar with Gary Vee, I highly recommend you looking him up on YouTube. He's an amazing motivational speaker, CEO of VaynerMedia, a couple other companies as well. That's the one I know of immediately. Gary Vaynerchuk is his actual name, and he's really good. So this podcast that I'm hoping to do regularly is all because of Gary Vee. Get up, do it. My little saying will be, get up, get dressed, and get hustling. That's what it's about. And this first podcast, just kind of an introduction to myself. Test the format, test the medium, make sure it's working properly, make sure it uploads properly, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of historic in my opinion. I'm hoping this will be a continuous thing. Hoping it'll lead to a lot of people being motivated and inspired. I hope I get a lot of emails and Instagram messages and DMs that I could have helped people along the way. So that's what it's about. It's about inspiring others to get change within themselves, because anyone can do it. I posted a quick video on Instagram today about eBay. I collected pocket knives for a while, so I've got a few pocket knives laying around. And I decided, since I'm part-time and coming to the holidays, companies are kind of stretching it thin and trying to do what they can to save money where they can. And one of the biggest expenses in retail is payroll. So I went into work today and I only worked 1 hour because they let me go for the rest of the day because it was a slow day and they're trying to save it. So here I am trying to find ways to make more money. And this happened the last several weeks that I've been getting my hours cut. Cut, cut, cut. You can only cut so long before you get to bone. You stop bleeding and you're pretty much dead. So this is my effort to change that. And I've been depressed for quite a while. Like I said, 2015 I injured myself and had to have back surgery. And I've been in a depressed state ever since. When you find out you can't no longer run with your kids, play games. I used to be a diehard golfer. Can't do that anymore with my back. So I was beat up and run down for quite a while, and it's taken a while to get over that, and I'm over it. I'm ready to move on, get done, move on with my life and make changes for the better. So I hope you can do the same. And so I was sitting there on a computer, wasting time on YouTube like I tend to do when I get home. Because if I'm up on my feet all day, every day, when I get about 10,000, 11,000, 12,000 steps, my back's ruined for the rest of the day. I'm in pain. I get home and I lay on the recliner, and I'm pretty much that way until dinner or bedtime. and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of that. I've put on weight because I've lost the ability to do a lot of physical stuff. It's unhealthy for me. It's unhealthy for my family. Drags everyone down. Depresses everyone, not just you. Depresses everyone in the family to see their dad and their husband and their significant other, me, injured and depressed as a result of it. So I'm hoping we can help anyone out with that. But it really, in reality, it comes down to yourself. You are the only one that can do it. I'm the only one that can change me. And I've realized that, and I'm ready to make the commitment to make it happen. So anyway, back to where I was. I was browsing on YouTube, and I come across a couple videos of people doing FBA, Fulfillment by Amazon, you know, where they're going around shopping and using their app, their Amazon Sellers app, because they've got an account on Amazon. They can scan products at Bell's or anywhere else they're shopping and see if it's going for more money on Amazon. So they're doing a retail arbitrage is what it's called, and they are using that as a way to make money, and in some cases, that is what they do. That is their job. One guy, can't remember his name, but he's sold over $5 million retail on Amazon over the last several years, and he's making, you know, even if he's making 10% margin on that, because he's buying it cheap at Bell's, Belk's, or wherever he's buying, whatever he's getting, yard sales, all kinds of ways to do it, and selling it on Amazon, making profit. So there's ways to do it, even if you are, like me, stuck in a job. It's hard to find work. Unemployment's at an all-time low. You know, the economy to get a job is kind of rough right now, especially the holidays. People hire holiday. You know, people are hiring temporary positions, but if you're part-time and you want to go full-time, and you've got like a restriction to work because of poundage limitations I can lift, there's stuff that I'm kind of limited to do. So for me, it's a little tougher than some people, I think. But again, I don't have it as tough as some people, and I know that, and I'm humble and I respect that. If you've got a true disability, that's more power to you, because I know what it's like to be in pain all the time. It's hard. So, but again, only you can make that change in you. You've got to put forth the effort. So what I've done is I sat there and I was on YouTube and I got to thinking, what do I have that I can sell? And I went and got all my pocket knives, and I've got about 10 or 11 pocket knives. 4 or 5 I really like, and I kind of want to keep, but I don't know. So I decided to list 5 or 6 of them on eBay. And I've got them listed for what they have been selling in the past. I should make right around $120-$130 for them over the next couple weeks. And that's something anyone can do. And it's fairly simple, setting up an eBay account, PayPal account, which I've already had because I've sold some stuff on eBay over the last, I think I set up my account in 2004. So I've had my account for a while. I've had PayPal for a while, but if you don't have that, it's easy to set up, and if you have had it, you get paid pretty much as quick as they pay you, so that's one option. That's one thing to do, and you got to do it. You got to get out there and hustle. You got to put forth the effort to make it happen yourself, and I just wanted this to be an introduction, and we'll go a little bit more about me as the episodes continue, and yeah, that's it. So eBay, got to get it, got to hustle, got to get some money, especially with the holidays upcoming and getting less and less hours at work. Still need to make sure friends and family are happy. And sometimes you can't afford to do the big stuff, but I can afford to do some little stuff, and that's what I'm going to do. So hope everyone likes this introductory podcast. I'm hoping to do it regularly, and I hope to see you around. And I'm going to go ahead and sign off with my call sign, my little saying. Only you can make a change in yourself. Get up, get dressed, and get hustling.